Yes, us. Welcome to the Kefi Life Podcast. My name is Kiki Vale, and I'll be your guide to creating a life of hola gala, all is well. Together, we'll get back to the basics, and we'll explore fresh new ways to flourish in mind, body, and soul the Greek way. You can look forward to interviews, stories, essential self-care strategies, recipes, and actionable takeaway hola gala moments. This is going to be so much fun. Let's get going. Pame!
Alexi, for today is simboles. Simboles, or tips. Love this word because it's chock full of opportunities to help us live strong and whole. Simboles, or tips, when they come to us via an expert, can change our lives. One of my favorite simboles that did just that was a tip or quote from the book Man's Search for Meaning, written by Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl. He said, "Everything can be taken from a man, but one thing, the last of the human freedoms. To choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. When we are no longer able to change a situation, we are challenged to change ourselves."
Eleolado, olive oil, has been celebrated in the civilized world for millennia. Nearly eternal. The oil of this fruit has been more than just food to the cultures of the Mediterranean region. It's been medicinal, ceremonial, sacramental, and the foundation of great wealth and power. It is safe to say that olive oil is the ethos, the essence of Greek culinary culture. Today, the priceless and life-giving ingredients of this liquid gold can be delivered to you when you purchase your premium bottle of Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil from the region my parents were born, the Peloponnese. The coveted Koroniki olive is extensively cultivated here in the southern part of Greece, which offers the unique microclimate needed to grow a fruit netting the utmost nutrient value for extra virgin olive oil. Kefi Life Extra Virgin Olive Oil, a boundless amount of value, high in antioxidants with anti-inflammatory properties, linked to good mood and improved mental health. Get your bottle of wellness today when you visit kefilife.shop.
Happy day to you and yours. Thank you for listening to the Kefi Life Podcast. This is episode 158. Today, I'd like to introduce you to something called biohacking. But before I share the concept, let's begin with you and how your personal role of leadership will assist you in growing your whole person health. We're talking mind-body-spirit synergy, a balance of you as a physically, spiritually, and intellectually in-sync bio-individual. Come on now, you know what the state of affairs in the world, it's up to you to take ownership, block the white noise, rise above, and practice leadership for you personally, becoming the best, most happy, healthy version of yourself. You in? You interested? I bet you are. Carrie Gabriel, MS, RDN, registered dietitian nutritionist, explains bioindividual this way. Bioindividuality is the idea that there's no one-size-fits-all approach to health and nutrition. Instead, we're all unique in our biological makeup and requirements. We're different, and that's okay. Each person has their own specific nutritive and health needs, and that includes routines, practices, and preferences that work for them, work for you, work for me. We're all different. Remember it. Proud to say that in the year 2018, I decided to take a leap of faith and start a new program. I studied as a student under Joshua Rosenthal, who happens to be the founder of Institute of Integrative Nutrition. Yes, I graduated. Exemplary program, 1 year, 12 months of learning all about whole person wellness. Fast forward to last weekend when I absorbed more helpful information to succeed personally when I attended the Leadership 100 conference in Naples, Florida. It was such an honor to be there. I met so many phenomenal, exceptional people who are accomplished professionals, humble, experienced, great expertise, and actually people that were walking their talk, which is refreshing. The featured speaker was General Andrew Pappas, Commanding General of the United States Army Forces Command. Incredible four-star general, top four most important person in the nation for the Army. And he walked his talk also. His topic was, of course, none other than leadership. And much of what he said that day about his work, his ethic, and his experiences regarding leadership resonated with me in a very deep way. As a matter of fact, I began to think to myself, leadership behavior applies to every aspect of life, including wellness. When we ready ourselves with the knowledge of how to live better, we can then apply that knowledge to be our best self. But here's the key and the kicker. We have to make the effort to learn how to live stronger and healthier. I love this next line by General Pappas when he said, "We're limited by our initiative and we rise and fall by our own merit." Pretty profound, right? So if you're living unwell or not taking the proper and effective initiative to daily go forward with vibrance, maybe it has something to do with how you lead yourself to be in a healthy direction or not. General Pappas concluded that day with a comment which can be applied to each of us when working towards Hola Kala all as well. And that comment followed like this: when the door opens and your values are strong, when you're mentally prepared, you're physically prepared, and you're spiritually prepared to step through that door, opportunity becomes the catalyst and you become the leader. Sounds good to me. And this piece of sage advice from a general in the Army springboards to how you can lead yourself to an optimal life through biohacking. Okay, here we are. What is biohacking? It's a broad platform of various tips and practices which enhance the body's ability to function at peak performance and maybe even live longer. But for me, the key is to live longer with good health. Of course, as Ralph Waldo Emerson once said so eloquently, the first wealth is health. Now, there are certain modalities of biohacking that seem extreme to me. I don't follow them and I won't mention them here. And then there are other forms which I completely support and use, forms that are ancient, time-tested, and truth be told, effective while being natural. And you know me, my whole MO is natural, holistic, easy. Biohacking methods that I adhere to and that are ancient and that are scientifically proven include meditation, prayer, being present, slowing down, intermittent fasting, vitamins, which I do get my vitamins through food. Also supplements. I love using walking as a tool for biohacking, fitness apps, smartwatches, blood sugar monitors. Have you ever heard of chirotherapy or sleep rings? There's acupuncture, massage, stretching, oxygen chambers, hot springs, swimming in the sea. All of these, each of these commonplace and time-tested with lots and lots of extensive research supporting their use, scientific research. But for me, it really does feel good. So happy to have the science, but my body tells me it works. What's new about all this, according to Forbes Health, is the movement behind the overall quest for better biological function. In the end, biohacking is a lifestyle. It really mimics and mirrors the Kefi Life lifestyle, a lifestyle for the use of positive health, including positive choices, which embrace ways of life that activate the biology of performance and longevity. Kien Vu, MD, an author of the book Thrive State, Your Blueprint for Optimal Health, Longevity, and Peak Performance, reports that lifestyle is probably the most accessible way people can start experiencing biohacking because it includes things that you can achieve, factors like dietary shifts, breath work, meditation, and exercise. Friends, here we go again. Getting back to the basics. Love it. And like bioindividuality, there are forms of biohacking that work for one size but not for another. Something that helps you may not behoove me. Something that works for me may not aid you. Each person is different, and that's okay. Bioindividual. And you and I can each choose and slowly implement a behavior which we can adapt to and enjoy and see success with. So today, with all this about biohacking, and by the way, I'll be sharing more details about that in my book, stay tuned. But today, I hope in the meantime that I've wet your palate and inspired you to lead yourself to a fulfilling life of healthy, happy, and vibrant through biohacking tools, methods that will enhance you and yours, and you will be able to flourish and live a life of Hola Kala all as well. Stay right there. Up next, your weekly takeaway to keep it all as well. Hola Kala.
This Hola Kala moment brought to you by the law offices of Liston & Centillis, ranked number one by the Leading Lawyers Network since 2010, taking care of all your real estate needs.
Earlier in this episode, I mentioned some tools that support healthier living, and one of them include walking. Now, this activity of walking is for all ages and body types. We know that. But what I'd like to add to this is the importance of walking with properly fitted shoes as to not injure yourself. Sometimes we don't think about this. If you decide to use walking as a way to feel better, stay leaner, and think clearer, then make sure that your feet are fitted by a foot specialist at a running store. Your gait and your stride has everything to do with the shoes you wear for peak performance. Wallakala, all is well when your shoes fit and your feet feel comfy while moving in them.
Kiki Vale is the founder of Kefi Life. She is passionate about whole person wellness and living a fulfilled life. Her Kefi Life podcast is created to simply and naturally help you harmonize the mind, body, and soul the Greek way. Visit KefiLife.com and check out Kiki Vale on LinkedIn and on Twitter. Join us again next time for more positive energy and inspiration on Kefi Life.